Dear John, please don't kill yourself. Please choose life. Please choose life, even if it is so hard right now. I probably can't say anything that will magically alleviate your anguish, but I care enough to try. You are probably not loved like you need to be loved, and that is not your fault. New characters will enter your story. Please don't underestimate the power of their love. Please give those of us who care a chance to show you the kindness and embrace you are worthy of experiencing. We may be your family or your friends. We may be random strangers that show you simple kindness. John, you are not a burden. No one's life will improve when you are not here. It may take the edge off your suffering if you can see clearly how you already improve lives, and if you dedicate yourself to this even more. There is always profound meaning available to anyone willing to help others, which is what you need if you're going to choose life given how unappealing that is right now. Even if you are nihilistic and disbelieve in a grander structure of meaning, meaning in your personal life matters. It's the compass to follow. Despair is suffering without meaning. We can't avoid all suffering, but we can live meaningfully enough to make the suffering tolerable. I understand that a logical case for suicide can be construed. It's astonishing, actually, how many people have followed through with it. The urge to escape is understandable. The pain can be intense, the darkness all-encompassing, uncertainty overwhelming, the blah so sticky, the self-doubt deep, the shame, the shame. Joy can run dry. The disquiet inside can be relentless, and the pervasive sense of meaninglessness can color every action pointless. We walk through life with tender hearts into an unknown fate that has shown us too often how vicious it can be, and through it all, there is an exit door that stays unlocked. It's right there. You have no idea what's on the other side, but sometimes you think that whatever it is, even nothing at all, it must be better than this. John, talk. Express yourself, please. You are alone in your mind, yes, we all are. But let those of us who you deem worthy to see into what you're going through psychologically. Let us empathize. Let us suffer with you. You are not alone in this world. You have come all the way to the brink and stared into the abyss. You've given falling into it real consideration, but you're stepping back now. Please don't underestimate how drastically things can change. This phase of your life and all of the thoughts and feelings that dominate it may one day be unrecognizable in retrospect. But damn it, John, you know what? On another level, whatever to all that. Let's remember how good a ripe strawberry tastes. Play that song you like. Play it every day. And let's face it, organisms need orgasms. Life is here for you. Flowers are blooming for you. Whoever you are, whatever harmless things bring you joy or sensory pleasure, go all in on experiencing them. Suck all the nectar out of life. John, the people who love you are here for you but can't read your mind. They probably don't do a good enough job checking in with you in the way you need to be checked in with, but help them help you. Open up. Use your discernment about who is worthy of hearing your story and understanding your inner world, and share it all. bring it to the light of consciousness in the presence of a compassionate person. This will help heal the wounds of your traumas. If you can't think of anybody worthy of knowing how you suffer, trust, there are people out here seeking the meaning they will only ever find in loving others, in loving you. Please find us, or wave your hands so that we can find you. May love motivate you to live. May ripe strawberries motivate you to live. May your idiosyncratic sources of meaning motivate you to live. Please choose life in this moment.